news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Here we go. FM Talk 106.5, 6.06 with Dan and Dalton. And quickly checking traffic with Kane and get you on your way.
Good morning, everyone. For the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident without injuries at DIP and Douglas Lane. State troopers are clear and light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. For Fairhope, Daphne, and Malbus to Spanish Fort, even Chickasaw to Saraland. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig. Good morning, y'all. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Three big things we're looking at this morning. Biden is declared a winner. Here's what Trump is doing to fight the results. Also, AP Top 25, Alabama on top again.
Yeah, 13 years in a row.
Incredible. Notre Dame is up to number 2 after their overtime victory over Clemson. Dalton's got more on that in sports on the way. And Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has passed away at the age of 80 years old. A lot of tributes to Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Seen all those over the weekend. Very nice.
He's one that most people, if not all, agree was a very good guy.
Yeah.
And I know so many hoping that he would pull through in that battle against cancer. But unfortunately, just like so many before him, Alex Trebek passes away from pancreatic cancer at the age of 80 years old.
How long did he do that show? I'm trying to think, man. It was a guy named Fleming before him.
There was somebody before Trebek?
Yes.
On Jeopardy?
Yep. And I remember when Trebek went. And I was like, oh, they got a new guy doing it now. A long time ago.
He won't last.
Yeah. We'll get into all that coming up on Mobile Mornings. According to a report by Axios and confirmed by Fox News, Donald Trump's campaign plans to take a less traditional path to challenging the results of the election, including holding a series of Trump rallies. Mm. How about this? Focused on the campaign's ongoing legal efforts in numerous states across the country. Along with the rallies, Trump is also planning to use obituaries of people who allegedly voted but are actually dead as evidence of the voter fraud he's been claiming. The campaign is also sending recount teams to Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, with Representative Doug Collins. He's a Republican in Georgia. He's going to head up that effort in the Peach State. Trump has promised legal action in the coming days as he refused to concede his loss to Biden. He hadn't spoken since Biden was given the confirmed, or at least given the presidency by most.
Yeah.
But he has tweeted a good bit. The president. Trump has promised legal action in the coming days as he refused to concede the loss to Biden, making an aggressive pitch for donors to help finance any court fight. Trump and his campaign have leveled accusations of large-scale voter fraud in Pennsylvania and other states that broke for Biden. But so far, it's kind of like they say that the evidence is coming.
Mm-hmm.
let us see the evidence, and we can start to decide on our own, you know?
Yeah, and
right now it's just accusations.
There will most certainly be recounts as well, but
yes.
The Associated Press called it for Joe Biden, called him president-elect on Saturday after they officially gave him Pennsylvania and Nevada, which puts Biden up to 290 electoral votes. Of course, that crosses the 270 threshold that you have to hit to be named president-elect. Right now, Trump with 214 electoral votes and still three states that have not been officially called by anyone yet. Georgia, they still say 99% are reporting there, but Biden leads by 0.2%, and that's about 10,000 votes in Georgia from the latest count. In North Carolina, they also say 99% are reporting, and there Trump leads 50.1% to 48.7%. The only other state that is yet to be called is Alaska, which they've only counted half of the votes there in Alaska. So not
Dalton
sure
Dalton has been
what's the problem
on
in
Alaska's
Alaska?
Back? Here
yeah,
for the
I
past
mean,
few days
it's inconsequential where those electoral votes go, although they are more than likely going Trump's way. But the question now is what happens with some of these states that have been called. Now, Biden's campaign was very quick to get out there onto the stage in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday afternoon and accept the victory. But a lot of the Republicans in the up in D.C. still say that Trump has a path to victory. Actually, that's exactly what Senator Ted Cruz has been saying this weekend. Yesterday, he said the president still has a path to victory, and Cruz predicted that the Trump's legal battle could reach the Supreme Court. He was on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday, Ted Cruz. He said, I believe President Trump still has a path to victory, and that path is to count every single legal vote that was cast, but also not to count any votes that were fraudulently cast or illegally cast. And we have a legal process to determine what's legal and what is not. Some of the things that Cruz brought up, one error in a Michigan county where several thousand Trump votes were counted for Biden, and that's one thing that a lot of Republicans have brought up, was this new digital software for voting that at least it appears to have not worked correctly in at least Michigan.
Well, how it's not working correctly if they voted for one guy and the other guy was given credit for the... I mean, that's about as not working correctly as you can get.
It's the exact opposite of what you would like for these voting machines to do.
Yes. You know, somewhere they're calling the software company right now, and they're on hold.
Yeah.
You know, waiting for Carl to come and answer the phone from Michigan, like, yeah, oh, really? You got that problem? Okay, well, we'll come see about that.
Yeah, we're open Monday from 8 to 5. You can get back to us then. But
yeah.
Cruz said that same software is used in 47 counties throughout Michigan. That needs to be examined. It's hard to know what facts are and hard to know what the truth is. This case could very easily end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. So,
well, how quickly all this might happen? Because you've got to gather the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to present the evidence. And, I'm all for the evidence, but how quickly can it all happen and how quickly does it have to happen?
Well, I think for the good of America, we need this to happen pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But the Trump campaign, they filed challenges in Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia as of yesterday. And shortly after the race was called for Biden, Trump's campaign said, beginning Monday, which is today, our campaign will start prosecuting our case in court to ensure election laws are fully upheld and the rightful winner is seated. So if we look at some of these lawsuits, Saturday, the Trump campaign and the RNC filed a lawsuit in Arizona. And for that, they're seeking to manually inspect thousands of in-person Election Day ballots in Phoenix that Republicans allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections to be disregarded. So that's one lawsuit. That's in Maricopa County, Arizona. In Pennsylvania, there are several court battles going on. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani said the campaign will begin prosecuting their case of fraud against Pennsylvania today. Earlier this week, a federal judge dismissed the Trump campaign motion for injunction to stop counting the ballots and allow poll watcher access because of an agreement between the parties. So they worked out a deal where the Trump campaign could oversee these ballots. But it seems like if any of these will go to the Supreme Court, it would be the case for Pennsylvania, where the Supreme Court originally tied 4-4 in a vote and reverted back to a lower court's ruling that Pennsylvania could count mail-in ballots and absentee ballots up to 3 days after the election, which would have been Friday. So
it does seem that the heads of state in Pennsylvania, they changed the rules to allow it to be.
And you know, it happened.
It looks like it favored Biden in the end, with all the mail-in ballots coming and most of them being Democratic.
Yeah, and whether or not that jives with the Constitution, that's what the Supreme Court will be tasked with figuring out. But the race in Pennsylvania, Biden has a pretty healthy lead now, but still at 0.7 of a percentage point that he leads over Trump. So multiple lawsuits ongoing, and it looks like there will be a recount in Georgia and possibly Wisconsin. Now, Trump's behind by 20,000 votes in Wisconsin. That's worth 10 electoral votes. And in Georgia, which is yet to be called, Trump behind by 10,000 votes. So that could swing a couple of states his way. But the big question is, with all these allegations of fraud, and even if there was fraud, is that enough to make up the difference and give Trump the win? And how difficult will it be to come back from this weekend where so many have already called the race for Biden? They've already gone out and done the victory speech. And what does that mean for America if they change all this?
Yeah, this is quite a week to be doing what we're doing here, I can tell you that. And look out. There is a rally coming in somewhere in the state of Pennsylvania very soon, would be my guess.
Yeah, very interesting.
His first rally, watch it. It's going to be in the state of Pennsylvania.
I agree.
Just sticking it right to him.
I can see that happening.
16 after 6 o'clock, and the Florida Gators stuck it to the Dogs over the weekend, plus more sports.
Yeah, I've got the results from the first round of the high school football playoffs from Friday night. Also, NASCAR's most popular driver is now NASCAR's champion. More on that coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Politico is reporting Alabama Senator Doug Jones is a contender for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet, being considered for the position of U.S. Attorney General. Senator Jones lost his U.S. Senate race to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Election Day. Meanwhile, President Trump's team begins mounting legal challenges to the results today in court. A body was found in a hotel room in Tillman's Corner Sunday morning. The discovery was made by Mobile Police at the Baymont Inn and Suites. An investigation is ongoing. Police have not released any information about the victim. Students in some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Zeta are returning to school for the first time since the storm hit 12 days ago. Washington County schools and schools in Citronelle will resume this morning. In Washington County, power has been restored to most of the area, but students who do not have electricity can be excused from school. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Whether it's time to get fields planted, lawns manicured, debris cleared, or if you just need to escape the 9-to-5 grind for a tranquil getaway, think SunSouth, where you'll find quality John Deere equipment, affordably priced, and ready to tackle outdoor jobs faster and more efficiently. And during our fall sales event, think SunSouth for 0% financing for 72 months on select John Deere equipment, like the 3032E, the 1025R, and more. Plus, SunSouth has great financing on John Deere Gators, including the Gator 590M S4 with 1.9% financing for 60 months. And SunSouth has you covered with great service specials to keep your equipment performing its best, like riding lawn equipment service packages starting at only $59.99. But hurry, the fall sales event at SunSouth ends soon. So visit us at SunSouth or shop online at sunsouth.com. Think SunSouth. Those that do.
Offer expires November 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. after round one of the Alabama High School football playoffs. 9 teams from our area still alive and fighting for state championships. In Class 7A, Theodore defeated Enterprise 40-28, and Daphne beat Prattville 42-33 to advance to the second round. Season ended for the Baker Hornets and Fairhope Pirates with losses to Auburn and Central of Phoenix City, respectively. In round two, Theodore will host Central of Phoenix City, and Daphne will hit the road to face Auburn. In Class 6A, McGill-Tulin's season came to an end with a 31-21 loss to Hillcrest-Tuscaloosa. Spanish Fort advanced to round two with a 26-13 win over McAdory. Saraland crushed Northridge 45-7, and Blount beat Hueytown 40-24. This Friday, Spanish Fort will host Helena, Blount will host Eufaula, and Saraland will play at Lee Montgomery. In 5A, Satsuma fell to Central Clay County, but St. Paul's advanced with a 44-20 win over Talladega. Faith Academy crushed Sylacauga 49-13. And UMS Wright beat Hopeful 27-6. In round two, St. Paul's will host Selma. UMS Wright will host undefeated Pike Road. And Faith Academy will face undefeated Demopolis on the road. In 4A, Williamson lost to Anniston. Vigor lost to Handley, and Jackson fell to Jacksonville. Mobile Christian moved on with a 17-14 win over Cherokee County. The Leopards will play at undefeated American Christian in round two. And in Class 3A, Bayside Academy's season ended in a loss to Montgomery Catholic. So 9 teams remain in our area fighting it out in round two, and best of luck to them this Friday night.
Williamson was the number one seed, lost to a 4 seed. Williamson, great defense, but they had trouble scoring all year, and it just kind of caught up to them.
Yeah, man, tough one for Williamson on Friday night. Chase Elliott, the new NASCAR Cup Series champion, after racing from the back of the field to win the championship at Phoenix Raceway yesterday. Elliott's car failed pre-race inspection, which knocked him from the pole to the back of the pack, but he moved through the field quickly and eventually led 7 times for a race-high 153 laps. NASCAR's most popular driver beat Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin. That was the 3 other drivers who had advanced to the championship four. At 24 years old, Elliott became the 3rd youngest Cup Series champion after Bill Rexford in 1950 and Jeff Gordon in 1995. Elliott's father, Bill, won 16 Cup Series titles during his long and storied career. And with Chase's win, the Elliotts joined Lee and Richard Petty and Ned and Dale Jarrett as just the 3rd father-son combination to win a NASCAR Cup title.
His daddy was Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He's the 3rd winner from Georgia in NASCAR history, which I would have thought there'd been more. Coming from a McDonald's family, we were big Bill Elliott fans.
Yeah, he was a big deal, real kind of a humble guy, but won a bunch of races, and Dawsonville was up above Atlanta. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
623 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays. Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends. Bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Just wrapping up an accident at DIP in Douglas Lane. It is without injuries, as we've had a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner and Theodore looks great. Across the Bayway and the Causeway to Daphne and Malbus, we're clear. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart, too. See them at CarDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Morning from Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwick on FM Talk 106.5. You know, I used to have contest envy when I worked elsewhere in this beautiful city of Mobile.
Uh-huh.
I would listen to the contest on 106.5 and be like, man, that's a great contest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would just say, that is a great contest.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of prizes for one winner. And anyhow, now I get to be a part of it and promoting it, because now Christmas time's going to be here soon. Got a lucky winner that's going to be winning an amazing prize package.
Yeah, valued at over $6,600. And this new contest starts today. It's a Christmas contest giveaway, and we're calling it the Naughty or Nice Prize Giveaway. One winner will win over $6,600 worth of awesome stuff. Here's in the overall prize package: a Tyler gift basket from Beckham's Florist and Gifts, a queen size Tempur-Pedic mattress from Good Morning Mattress in Mobile, a Boss Buck deer feeder along with some Leopold binoculars from G&D Farm Feed and Outdoors, a Diamond by the Yard necklace from Carrot Patch Jewelers, a Husqvarna Weed Eater Edger combo from Robertsdale Power Equipment, a Generac generator from Spring Hill Ace Hardware, and a beautiful, absolutely stunning fountain, plus the installation from Weatherford's Fountain and Lawn. All of that will go to one winner.
Well, quick question. Winner, what are you going to do with all this stuff? that is an abundance of prizes and mm-hmm. presents for Christmas time. $6,600 worth. Okay, now how do you win?
Okay, so the information is up on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Click the Christmas Contest Giveaway tab at the top of the page.
Oh,
also, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. Now, a couple of ways to win this year. So, just like we've done every single contest, you go out to each of these businesses and drop your name and phone number in the box. Each of them have a box sitting there ready for you starting today. But also, if you go on to Facebook and go to each of these businesses' Facebook page, you can also enter your name there by commenting on that status.
Nice.
And you'll get one entry for entering in each business on the Facebook page, and then you go in and get another entry in each business once throughout the entirety of the contest. You put your name in there, and then coming up December 18th, just before Christmas, each of these businesses will draw, and then one lucky winner will win that huge prize package. Seven others will get a $50 qualifying prize.
Wow. Visit our Facebook page and visit those businesses, and good luck. FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill on the way.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Politico is reporting Alabama Senator Doug Jones is a contender for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet, being considered for the position of U.S. Attorney General. Senator Jones lost his U.S. Senate race to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Election Day. Meanwhile, President Trump's team begins mounting legal challenges to the results today in court. A body was found in a hotel room in Tillman's Corner Sunday morning. The discovery was made by Mobile Police at the Baymont Inn and Suites. An investigation is ongoing. Police have not released any information about the victim. Students in some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Zeta are returning to school for the first time since the storm hit 12 days ago. Washington County schools and schools in Citronelle will resume this morning. In Washington County, power has been restored to most of the area, but students who do not have electricity can be excused from school. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, I'm talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. At this time of year, great for humans along the Gulf Coast, but you've always told me great for our plants too. This is the time to landscape.
It's the best time for both of us, I guess. It's my favorite time down here, and it really is one of the best times to be planting.
Okay, why? Now, fall?
Right. So, well, landscaping can be a pretty significant investment in your home.
Yeah.
And it's hard work. Right. So you want to do it in a time that it's the most opportune, because you really only want to do it once, in my opinion. And so cooler weather outside with warm soil temperature still just is very conducive for root growth. And there's a long window between now and the stress of summer, so those plants get well established.
All right. So we want that great landscape. This is the time to get it started.
It really is right now.
All right. So let's talk about this. I want that best landscape. How do I get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Georgia Democrats and Republicans are drawing lines in the sand as the Senate majority will boil down to the two seats in the Peach State. Constitutional law expert Mark Smith tells Fox News how President Trump's lawsuits will go forward.
Well, first of all, every legal challenge that we're going to be watching over the next 40 days is going to be have to assess on the merits and case by case and state by state. And what I mean by that is, you know, the cases involving what happened in Philadelphia are going to be different than the ones that happened in Arizona, with different laws and different standards and different facts and different people involved. So what you're really looking at is a series of lawsuits across the country, all of which will be different.
January 5th is the date for the Senate runoffs in Georgia. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Reuters says Samsung may launch its flagship Galaxy S smartphones more than a month earlier than expected in a bid to grab market share from Huawei and fend off competition from Apple. Huawei once challenged Samsung's top position in the global smartphone market, but the Chinese rival is in survival mode, with U.S. restrictions choking off its supplies of chips used in smartphones and telecom equipment. Samsung is preparing to launch its new Galaxy S21 as early as late January. It had been set to launch in March. Mazda has posted a $73 million operating loss in its latest quarter. The company had a profit in the same quarter last year. Japan's number five automaker kept its full-year forecast for an operating loss of 40 billion yen. That is better than expected. For the full business year, the maker of the CX-5 SUV crossover and Mazda 3 sedan kept its full-year prediction for global vehicle sales to fall 8.5% to 1.3 million units. On Wall Street, futures are sharply higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
It's all about you, you.
Our Kobe Subaru family has grown over the past several years, and we want to continue to share that love with you. When you purchase a new Subaru from Kobe, you'll receive Kobe's complimentary maintenance for 2 years or 24,000 miles. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Happy Monday, Dr. Bill. Good morning to you. How are things looking?
Well, good morning, Dan. Looking pretty good to start the work week today. We should have partly cloudy skies, another warm day.
We get up to 82 degrees yesterday, and actually we missed a record by, I think, only about 1 degree, and that gives you an idea how way above normal we were yesterday. And so today, again, about 82 this afternoon, and then tonight, I'm going to call it mostly cloudy. It's going to be mild tonight, 68 for the low. And then tomorrow, pretty close to today's weather, except there is a slight chance we could see a shower tomorrow afternoon. And again, we'll be up around 82 degrees. Now, for the rest of the week, for Wednesday, partly cloudy with some scattered showers, mainly during the afternoon, high again in the low 80s. Thursday, slight chance of a shower, low 80s. And then Friday and Saturday, I expect plenty of sunshine, a little bit cooler. Highs will be in the upper 70s, and even Sunday looks good, but a high up to around 80 degrees. So even though we're going to cool down a little bit Friday and Saturday, we'll still be above normal. Because the normal temperature now is, it's 73 degrees.
Wow.
So, even at 78, we're way above normal.
Speaking of record temperatures along the East Coast, over the weekend, you saw these post, you know, celebrations in places like Philadelphia, New York City. People were running around like it was summertime weather. What was going on up there?
Yeah, well, temperatures are all above normal. There's nothing in the way of any major cold wave at the moment. And so we can look for even the next cold front that comes in. Temperatures are going to be most likely even above normal.
Wow. That's crazy, Dr. Bill. I've about had it with my air conditioner running, and we're nearing mid-November at this point. So,
it's running.
2020, so expect the unexpected in 2020. And speaking of which, lots of eyes on Hurricane Ida here. We were wondering whether it might affect us here later this week. What are you looking at right now regarding Hurricane Ida?
Well, right now it has moved into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. It just touched the southern tip of Florida and the Florida Keys. And it looks like now it's going to actually turn to the southwest for a while. That's due to an upper air disturbance that's kind of causing it to drift to the southwest. But it is expected to intensify into a hurricane, and that will occur most likely tomorrow. And then it's going to turn around and head back to the north. And this is producing an incredible track when it started in the Caribbean and went across into Nicaragua and Honduras, made a turn, headed on up to Cuba, made a turn, went across the Florida Straits. Now it's made a turn to the southwest, and now it's going to turn back to the north as a minimal hurricane tomorrow and Wednesday. By Thursday, it will start to turn to the northeast, and right now the most likely target for another landfall will be in northern Florida, not out on the panhandle, but the northern portion of the Florida Peninsula. And that will occur not until Friday night. So it's going to take a while just to slowly move up through the eastern Gulf. And then it's going to lose strength before it makes landfall in North Florida. And the reason, getting into cooler water and also the upper atmosphere, the winds will be producing some shearing. And it'll lose strength and makes landfall Friday night in northern Florida, and then track across, so it looks like eastern Georgia on Saturday, and then move out into the Atlantic.
So,
it's not going to be in our area. It's going to stay to the east of us. To feel the effects of that storm, you'd have to be over in the Florida Panhandle, probably well east of Destin, where you start to pick up some showers from Ada.
Great to hear that's not tracking towards our area. Will that be when and if it makes landfall again later this week, will that be the fourth landfall for this storm? We had Nicaragua, then Cuba, and then does this technically count as a landfall hitting the Florida Keys here, and then you said back and around and up into northern Florida? Would that be four?
Yeah, that could very well be if we do include the islands, but it may have just touched the southern tip of Florida, which is basically the Everglades, and now it's of course back out, and another landfall coming up in northern Florida, but several days away. And right now it looks like it will stay to the east of our area.
Well, we're glad to hear all that.
We're not finished, because
yes,
there is another system, but it's way out in the Atlantic that's trying to form. I mean, way out in the Atlantic, no effect on any land area. And then there's another tropical wave coming across the Caribbean, and it has the potential of becoming a tropical depression in the next couple of days as it progresses westward toward the Yucatan Peninsula.
And if either of those systems get a name, that's number 29, record-breaking, right, Dr. Bill?
Yeah, and actually in 2005, the actual number of named storms was 27. And there was a couple of depressions, tropical depressions, but they're not named. So actually it was 27, and so we're above the record now.
Oh.
And it doesn't seem to want to stop.
Oh, man.
Well, Dr. Bill, I guess we've decided now to pay you through the end of the month at least. We're going to need your forecast and your insight as hurricane season goes to the bitter end, to the end of November.
Yes.
Incredible. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dan.
All right.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear him twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. But how about that? Four landfalls for Ada. Thankfully, it looks like it's not going to track towards us, track more toward the northern central part of Florida. But 29, possibly 30 named storms this year. Only makes sense in 2020.
The track of this storm looks like the track, like when an eight-year-old grabs the keys to a car and ends up on the road somewhere, and they're like, somehow he didn't hit anything. But this thing is going in every direction, and worth keeping our eye on it. And now, Dr. Bill says, worth keeping our eye on some other possible events coming up. So.
Yeah, always got to be prepared. We know that after this year for sure.
641 at FM Talk 106.5. Every day you listen to the news, but how is that news affecting your financial world? This is Dan Brennan. Things like your retirement and your kids' college fund, you need to know, right? You need someone who can help you work towards your goals, somebody to help you move forward in these times of change. And Five Rivers Group at Morgan Stanley here in Mobile, they've got the resources to help you keep moving forward. To make an appointment with Five Rivers Group, call Michael Barnett, financial advisor, 251-470-1092. That's 251-470-1092. Five Rivers Group, Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
It has been a year of immense challenges here in our community, but we've seen heroes at every turn, bringing hope to those in need. Now, you can be a hero. Join Baldwin EMC as we host LifeSouth Community Blood Centers at the 15th Annual Power of Giving Blood Drive, Thursday, November 12th, from 8 to 5 at our Summerdale location. We are Baldwin County, and heroes live here.
Give blood November 12th from 8 till 5 at Baldwin EMC in Summerdale.
For your most precious moments, give a gift that lasts forever. Carrot Patch has the largest selection of diamonds in Mobile in every shape and size, with hundreds of gorgeous settings to match. If you don't find the setting that speaks to you, our in-house designer can create that one-of-a-kind piece that will be cherished from generations on. From diamond studs, hoops, diamond crosses, and pendants, this holiday season, she deserves something special, something memorable, something beautifully wrapped in a box from the Carrot Patch on Hillcrest Road, just south of Airport. When a special occasion calls for an extra special gift, you'll find it at the Carrot Patch. Our cases are filled with gold and diamond pieces, gemstones, and hundreds of styles in fashion jewelry, with every budget in mind. Our newest fashion favorites are Flex Diamond Bangles and the popular Diamonds by the Yard Necklace. See our daily posts on Facebook and Instagram, or shop with us at our beautiful Hillcrest showroom. This year especially, let them know how special they are with a beautifully wrapped gift from the Carrot Patch.
Hey, my buddy Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean back in studio and came bearing gifts. You got a bunch of these t-shirts with y'all's logo and a slogan on it. What's this say?
It says, you ain't got to drive a dirty car no more.
I tell you what, that is what y'all, or a van, or a boat, or an 18-wheeler.
Whatever you want to drive.
Yeah, and these t-shirts, if somebody comes in, gets that detail, they're going to get one of your t-shirts.
We had to order some more, but we got a t-shirt for you.
That's good, and then we'll know each other when we pass each other on the street that we both know Ricky, and
right.
I like this. Okay, give people directions, come by, get that great detail on their vehicle, and get their t-shirt while they're there.
Okay. Well, I'm on right there off of Government Street, or you can call me at 251-478-5781.
So if I come in with the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit van and get a detail, I get a t-shirt.
You get to walk out with a t-shirt.
If I come in an RV,
you get to walk out with a t-shirt.
What if I bring you a boat?
Maybe give you two t-shirts.
See, this is why you got to see my friend Ricky at Alabama Auto Clean. I appreciate the shirts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Traffic Center. It's been a good ride from Loxley and again all the way to Daphne and across to Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic. Mobile Police Department have cleared the accident off the DIP and Douglas Lane. They have. Looks good. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Sarahland. Still no delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you buy your next car all online. Secure the vehicle, financing and options, even schedule a home delivery. It's just that easy at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
On the way, talking about Hurricane Sally relief. Yeah, we'll do that in a little bit. FM Talk 106.5, 6:45. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. All right, where do we stand with the Senate races and the contested Senate races?
Well, nearly 1 week after last Tuesday's election, still a lot up in the air in all three houses, in the House of Representatives, also in the Senate, and in the presidential race, mm-hmm. although most have called that for President-elect Joe Biden. Of course, many legal challenges brought by the Trump campaign team, and I don't think the presidential race will be official for at least a few more days, possibly a couple weeks, but in the Senate, it is really coming down to the wire, and with four races yet to be called, right now the seats are split 48-48. That's when you take into account two independents that caucus with the Democrats. So technically 46 Democrats hold Senate seats right now, two independents, and 48 Republicans. Now, the four Senate races that have yet to be called, at least two of those won't be decided until January runoffs for two races in Georgia.
They're both in Georgia, yeah.
You also have Alaska and North Carolina right now that are too close to call, although the race in Alaska is very likely to go the Republicans' way with Republican incumbent Senator Dan Sullivan right now having twice the votes as his Democratic challenger Al Gross. But that's with half of the votes reported in Alaska. So
Alaska, you need to step it up.
That'll be the 49th seat for the Republicans right there. And in North Carolina, with 98% of the vote reported, Republican Tom Tillis right now leads 48.7% to Cal Cunningham, the Democratic challenger's 47%. That's almost 100,000 votes that Tom Tillis leads by, and he was expected to win that seat, but still waiting for those final results from North Carolina, and apparently that race too could go to a runoff later this year. But in Georgia, we are certainly looking at two runoffs. The Republican David Perdue dipped below the 50% threshold mm-hmm. as the final votes were counted, and he leads his challenger John Ossoff right now by nearly two full percentage points and 90,000 votes. But that's going to a runoff. So is the race between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Raphael Warnock. So we could be looking at 50 seats held by Republicans and 48 by Democrats heading into those January runoffs, the two Senate seats in Georgia. Of course, if the presidential race stands as so many have called it right now and Joe Biden takes office with his running mate Kamala Harris, then the vice president, which would be Kamala Harris, would have that deciding vote in the Senate. So
right.
If the Democrats win those two seats in Georgia and or that seat in North Carolina, then they would have the Senate majority. And after winning the House majority, which still 24 seats left to be called in the races in Congress, right now Democrats hold 215 of those seats. 218 is needed for the majority, so three more races there, which Democrats are expected to pick up here. That they would retain control of the House, and so much of, you know, our next 4 years would ride on what happens in those two runoff races in Georgia in January.
Yeah, the Democrats, not exactly the big blue wave they were calling for, and I think a lot of that, well, you know, just read about it, and you can see it had so much to do with the messaging and everything being slanted to defund the police and all the crime in the streets, and there was just too much of the radical pull on the messaging, and the Republicans framed all Democrats that way, and it really, really hurt them.
Yeah, and that's the theory floated by many Democrats as to why they didn't do as well in this election as they had planned to. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks it's the opposite. She thinks they didn't dip far enough into the left's line of thinking, and that's why they didn't do as well at the polls.
And she's wrong. It's 6:49, and you've got sports?
Yeah, Tua rallies the Dolphins to another win, and the Tide take over at number one in the rankings. I've got the new rankings from the Associated Press coming up in sports.
Tua look good.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Politico is reporting Alabama Senator Doug Jones is a contender for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet, being considered for the position of U.S. Attorney General. Senator Jones lost his U.S. Senate race to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Election Day. Meanwhile, President Trump's team begins mounting legal challenges to the results today in court. A body was found in a hotel room in Tillman's Corner Sunday morning. The discovery was made by Mobile Police at the Baymont Inn and Suites. An investigation is ongoing. Police have not released any information about the victim. Students in some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Zeta are returning to school for the first time since the storm hit 12 days ago. Washington County schools and schools in Citronelle will resume this morning. In Washington County, power has been restored to most of the area, but students who do not have electricity can be excused from school. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Good morning, 652 FM Talk 106.5. Time for sports on Mobile Mornings. The latest Associated Press rankings are in following another great weekend of college football, and the Alabama Crimson Tide are ranked number one for the first time this season. The Tide had a bye this weekend, but they've taken over the top spot after Notre Dame upset Clemson on Saturday in a double overtime game. With the number one ranking, the Crimson Tide extend their record of consecutive seasons with at least 1 week on top of the rankings to 13 years in a row now. Bama received 59 of the 62 available first place votes. Notre Dame received two of those votes. They come in ranked second following their big win. It's the highest the Irish have been ranked since 2012. Ohio State remains ranked third, followed by Clemson at number four. Texas A&M moved up in the rankings to number five after defeating South Carolina 48-3, while the Florida Gators jumped to number six after beating Georgia to snap a three-game losing streak to the Bulldogs. Cincinnati's ranked seventh, followed by BYU, Miami, and Indiana to round out the top 10. Georgia fell to number 12 after losing for the second time this season. Auburn had a bye weekend, but they remained steady in the rankings at number 24. In week 9 of the NFL season, Tua Tagovailoa led the Miami Dolphins in a fourth quarter rally to beat Arizona 34-31.
Just like at Alabama.
He
looked just the same. So accurate and cool, and he did everything right.
It was the second start of Tua's pro career. He passed for 248 yards and two touchdowns. Dolphins have now won four straight. Tagovailoa is 2-0 since taking over for Ryan Fitzpatrick as the starter. On Sunday Night Football, New Orleans crushed division rival Tampa Bay 38-3. Saints defense intercepted Tom Brady three times and held the Buccaneers to 8 total yards rushing. Pittsburgh remained the league's only undefeated team by scoring 15 in the fourth quarter to rally past Dallas 24-19. Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, Tennessee, and Oakland each won yesterday to keep up in the race for the AFC. 653 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, today business as usual is anything but. The game has changed. It's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust. It's data and analytics and speed and technology. Just like in business, C Spire Business gets it. They give you the technology you need to win from home, from the office, from the road. Because when you pair the best technology with the best minds, you can't lose. C Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I can help you get to a better state. I'm State Farm agent Allison Horner. I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call me, State Farm agent Allison Horner, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Good morning for the TaylorMartino.com traffic center. Great ride across the Bayway, the Causeway from Daphne and Spanish Fort. You'll find no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride from Range Line 90, Dolphin, Moffitt, Spring Hill at 65, with no delays from Bridger to Saraland. Thanksgiving Gobblefest at the Battle House Hotel means no cooking required for you. The chefs at the Battle House are preparing dine-in and to-go Thanksgiving options for Thanksgiving. Find out more or call 338-5441, the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. It's the one game show where the contestants were given the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to, who is, what is, you know, then you had to kind of give the answer to the answer that was given to you. Anyway, Alex Trebek passes away at the age of 80 after hosting Jeopardy for, I think, since 1984. It was on NBC until 1975, like an 11-year run. It went away for a while, and then they rebooted it in the syndicated way in 1984. And it's been part of people's nighttime, I guess right around dinner time, traditions for all that long, right?
Yeah, so hosted it for 36 years, and Trebek was battling pancreatic cancer. Remember, he announced his diagnosis publicly back in March of 2019, and fought it, and continued to host as he was fighting pancreatic cancer, but he's one of the good guys, for sure, and Trebek passed away at the age of 80 over the weekend. So sad.
He got better for a while. Then it got him in the end, though. There you go. 6:58 at FM Talk 106.5. More on the presidential election and Trump's plans on the way.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Politico is reporting Alabama Senator Doug Jones is a contender for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet, being considered for the position of U.S. Attorney General. Senator Jones lost his U.S. Senate race to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Election Day. Meanwhile, President Trump's team begins mounting legal challenges to the results today in court. A body was found in a hotel room in Tillman's Corner Sunday morning. The discovery was made by Mobile Police at the Baymont Inn and Suites. An investigation is ongoing. Police have not released any information about the victim. Students in some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Zeta are returning to school for the first time since the storm hit 12 days ago. Washington County schools and schools in Citronelle will resume this morning. In Washington County, power has been restored to most of the area, but students who do not have electricity can be excused from school. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. but you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Well, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 20.